I think if anyone listens to this show, you know that I can be everything but that. But in this whole situation, people's lives are being affected, and I've tried to be the complete opposite of who you know me as on Call Her Daddy. Not today, motherfuckers. I need to fucking address the fact that men with these big ass names in this industry are trying to come in and finesse their way into Call Her Fucking Daddy. First, it's Suitman. Go fuck yourself. Then agents at WME trying to adjust my contract. I've never met you. Again, go fuck yourself. And now Scooter fucking Braun. Beep, beep, motherfucker. Why are you here? Why are you? Also, like, it's not that I, like, fucking hate him. I don't even know the guy. But, like, fuck off. You're putting yourself in a situation where you're trying to involve yourself in drama that you don't know about. Again, I don't know if you guys know or you saw, but Sophia and Peter Nelson had Scooter Braun call on behalf of them and try to convince Erica and Dave, give us a piece of Call Her Daddy. We're willing to just take 50%. Oh, you're willing. Oh, you're willing. No fucking shit. I want to address this because it's like, you know what? I would love to ask Scooter Braun. I would love to ask Peter Nelson. What do you know about Call Her Daddy? Can you go ahead, name me some terms? What is the show really about? Below the surface, what is the Daddy Gang? Who is the Daddy Gang? Tell me. They can't, because they don't give a fuck about this fucking brand. They want a piece of the pie. They know the thing makes a lot of fucking money. That's it. Scooter Braun calling on behalf of Call Her. Oh, we're willing. Yep, yep. First of all, why don't you go start by giving Taylor Swift her fucking music back? I'm good. Daddy Gang's fucking good. We're good. Please stay the fuck away from us. I'm sorry, but like, holy fucking shit. I didn't plan on this being in the episode, but like, fuck off. Because at this point, my old co-host is trying to have men come in and play penis games over a show that they do not know jack fucking shit about. They care about the money. They don't care about the fucking fans. They don't care about the fucking Daddy Gang. They don't know shit. Now seeing them calling in like these big names thinking this is gonna change our fucking minds, I want to be very fucking clear to every single man in the industry that wants to try to come and take a piece of the Daddy Gang again.